Okay, hold on one moment.
One second, sir, and if you could, if you could speak into the phone receiver a little better, it's a little hard to hear. But again, can you state your full name and ADC number again?
Yes, sir. I'm Alex Pereira Jr., 1399-78.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the teleconference screen, to my far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. We'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Estrella and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Very good.
I do.
This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections. Then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two is demonstrated by you failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 5th, 2017, as directed in writing on October 2nd, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Estrella, is this true or false?
Hello, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Estrella's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal razor company in as much as that he was missing from community supervision and we could not account for his activity.
Second.
Agree.
1 second, Mr. Estrella, and we'll come back to you for phase two.
Okay.
Okay, sir, we'll continue with the second phase of this hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us some additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you momentarily for questions. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Estrella was released from DOC custody on July 25th of 2017. He was arrested on October 24th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 22 absconded with a community supervision end date of March 16th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1998, theft, 1 year, and 2010, burglary, second degree, 4 years. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SGG in gang information noted that on May 20th of 2010, it noticed a tattoo of SS on the arms on arms and Tucson on the left arm, and chocolate on his back. Prior term to supervision, 1999, TIS completion, 2 months. And 2013, TIS tech violator, returned to custody for assaultive behavior and revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history, and since his return has received 2 write-ups. On 11-2 of 17, received a write-up for a tattoo or brand or piercings. And on 11-13 of 17, received a write-up for disobeying a verbal or written order. Other arrests, 1998, criminal damage, AZ felony conviction probation. And 2002, marijuana violation, Arizona federal prison. And he has a community risk score of G2, B3.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Estrella.
Yes, sir.
Did I hear that correctly? You did some federal time for marijuana?
Yes, sir, I did.
Now, this has nothing to do with this hearing, but I can only assume that it was for a large weight.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. According to our case supervision summary, you were approved to reside at 387 South Cancun Court, Rio Rico, Arizona, and this remained your approved residence. Did you live there the whole time that you were on community supervision?
Yes, sir. That's my mother and father's house.
Did you work at all when you were on community supervision? I appreciate that, Mr. Estrella. We do get those notes from the Department of Corrections. I don't want to say to take them lightly, but you know, we never really know if someone is truly inside a gang. It's intelligence information, if you will, but it's certainly it's just a piece of information that's collected a name, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Looks like that you tested positive for cocaine with a TASC saliva test. Do you have ongoing problems with cocaine or other drugs, sir? Well, we hope for that too. What were your drugs of choice, sir?
Well, I like marijuana a lot, and well, the cocaine, no problem.
And how long have you cleaned up from the cocaine and marijuana use?
Oh, yes. Well, prior from the dirty I had right there on that day in Oregon, I've been seeing ever since. And since I've been here, I already dropped machine. So, yes, I have machine.
Thank you, sir. You're missing from community supervision for 22 days. What were you doing during that time?
I don't like to myself. I live in Puerto Rico, so I was talking to this girlfriend of mine, and she needed help to get back to Dallas, so I went to Tucson, and with $25, I believe, and I got stranded there and never made it back to Puerto Rico. And did 22 days staying at our friend's house, never made it back. And that's, I'm not justifying that, I think that's the truth.
It was 22 days. Why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer? There's a good chance they might have worked with you.
Yeah, well, I went one time, and they were just taking too long, and I didn't hear the line of you guys. Like, I just left. I made a mistake, I made the wrong decision, and I decided to abscond on my own. And I just didn't report after that, and 22 days later, it caught up to me.
What caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were picked up?
I was at a friend's house where I was staying at, and I was walking from the casino, and I never made it to my friend's house because he wasn't home. And like 4 houses down where I was residing at, my aunt lived there. Well, they weren't answering the door, so I sat down at the neighbor's house and I fell asleep. So the lady of the house called the cops, and the cops came. They woke me up and they asked me if I lived there. I said no, and then that's where I got arrested that, sir.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate you being straightforward with the board. Again, you said you're doing some yard work when you're on the outside. That's always positive to see that people are finding some sort of work or employment. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any further questions for you. Okay, Mr. Thayer, we're getting close to the end of the hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you would like to share?
Yes, I would. I would like to have an opportunity. I have 95 days left for my release date, so I would really like to be home with my family for the holidays, and I would like to be able to give me another chance, an opportunity to show myself, really.
Thank you, Mr. Estrella. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, but it is the individual voting board members having a discussion amongst itself before we come to our vote. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Estrella. And thank you for being so present with the board.
You're welcome.
The board is now in discussion, fellow board members. As I just stated, I do appreciate how straightforward Mr. Estrella was with the board regarding his experiences and his time on the outside. I think it's good that he was pursuing some sort of work and keeping himself occupied. Sounded like he had a girlfriend, but he was also very, very straightforward about absconding. I don't know if he panicked, but he made a decision and was no longer accountable to his community supervision officer, in addition to the fact that it sounds like he's had some ongoing struggles with drug abuse, in particular cocaine, which is, as we well know, is a pretty addictive substance. He has relatively little time left on his prison sentence, and I think that time might be best used putting together a plan for his full return to the community, and at which time he will be free to pursue his own interests, free and clear, no parole, no community supervision officer, and also take advantage of whatever group counseling or programming is available to him inside the correction system. But that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. I'm certainly open to the input of my peers. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes fall, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3530, our discussion with Mr. Estrella, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse the criminal race or company, inasmuch that we could not account for his activity for 22 days and relapsed into his cocaine abuse, and that is my motion.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Slayer, sorry to disappoint you, because I know you made a reference to trying to get out before the holiday season, but you have very little time left on your prison sentence. Again, we highly encourage you to take advantage of this time to put together a plan for your release. We would like that you succeed on the outside, that you don't end up involved in the criminal justice system again or before this board. So, again, have a good plan for your return in March. It's coming very quickly. We wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And thank you for appearing before the board today, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.